You're tuned in to the Independent 88.5 FM and 88.5fm.org. This is Jet, and I am joined in studio right now with Angie McMahon. Thank you so much for
Hello.
Being here.
Thank you for having me. It's so exciting.
So it's a great year for you.
It's
you have your
big.
First debut album coming out.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be on the 26th. You're also playing the Newport Folk Festival on that day as well,
yeah.
Which will be great. The future is female. You're going to be at the museum stage.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I've heard so many things about that festival. And also, it's such an honor to be playing it. And it's such a special, stage. And then because the album's coming out, I'm very glad that I'm going to have something to do that day. And not just be, on my phone, but actually completely stimulated and playing a gig.
So your album Salt is going to come out on July 26th, so the same day that you're going to be at Newport Folk Festival. And that's super exciting. And tonight you're going to be at the Hotel Cafe, which is an iconic LA Hollywood venue. And that's super, super exciting.
Yeah.
And can you start us off with a song?
Yeah, I will. This is the first single that I released. It's called Slow Mover.
Friend, old friend, it's 4 a.m. What are we doing in the street? I don't want to buy fried chicken. I wish that I was going to sleep.
Angie McMahon in studio here at the Independent 88.5 FM and 88.5fm.org. I'm Jet, and I'm sitting here with her in studio right now. Now, that song, Slow Mover, the feeling behind it, it kind of feels like there's this hesitation, and maybe you move at your own pace, and maybe the idea that you're singing about is someone not moving at the same pace as you. Is that kind of your feeling behind it?
Yeah, totally. And it's an interesting, that is my feeling behind it when I sing it. And initially, you can tell from the lyrics, it's sort of a romantic story. But also that whole intention behind the song was so satisfying to me once I finished it and having been performing it for a while and putting it on the record and everything, because it's so much about just my approach to life in general and feeling okay with that, like sort of being a musician and not feeling like I have to rush putting out my first record and not feeling like I have to make decisions based on momentum and all those things that have actually been really good for my mental health. It's not just about taking your time with romance. It's very much about taking your time with
in life
yourself,
in general.
In life, yes. Yeah,
so. And is that kind of, is that something maybe influenced by how you grew up? I mean, you're from Melbourne, Australia, mm-hmm. correct? And I noticed that a lot of some of your songs, this album for Salt, lot of them are recorded in Melbourne and around Melbourne, but also your family home, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So how was it? Does a lot of your inspiration kind of come from home? Is that what made you really decide to record music there? And how much of the album is recorded at your family home?
Yeah, it really does. And that the mindset of looking after myself and going at my own pace does come from like a supportive family environment and really good advice from like my dad, who's always been a really big supporter of mine, and you know, watching how I'm going and making sure I'm not, you know, putting too much pressure on myself. And I still live with my parents, but when I'm not touring, it's like, it's easier to be at home. And we did record, we recorded a couple of the songs in the record, or like bits and pieces. Like, I'm going to play a song called Pasta. We did the guitar and vocal, I think, for that song at my home, but we had gone into a studio and done a lot of it live and then back to my house to maybe redo a vocal here or there because it felt much more comfortable. And
it's your element.
Yeah, so we sort of like lit candles and I stood in the hallway and like, you know, was in my own little cocoon, and that was really fun. And then we ended up recording the rest of the record in a scout hall, which was like an Airbnb that we found outside of Melbourne because it was too hard to be interrupting my family all the time with the recording gear coming in and out. So we just chose a place that felt similar with like the wooden floors and stay there for a week, because that was the thing about being at home, is there's other people and you can't really record constantly.
This is true with the bombardment of people. And now the photo on the album cover for Salt, is that in Melbourne around your family home? Is that your family home?
That's the front of the scout hall, I'm talking about. Yeah, so
that's the Airbnb.
That's the Airbnb. So we finished the recording, and that was a week, and we were a little bit stir crazy. Me and Alex and Lockie, they're my band members. Alex also recorded the album with me, and he took that photo on the last day as we were leaving. We'd like locked up and everything, and kind of sat on the front steps of the scout hall and just bathed in the sun and the relief of having finished the recording. And he took that photo, and I wanted it to be the cover because it just felt like it captured the chapter of when we made the record. Yeah,
and it looks like, you know, you've climbed a mountain, and the mountain that is recording an album and a debut album.
Yeah.
And it looks like you're just, you know, it's a relief. Nice. It's a culmination, which is great.
Thank you. Yeah, that's how it feels when I see the photo. I'm just like, I did that. Yeah.
It's an amazing accomplishment.
Thanks.
Well, Angie McMahon is in studio. What are you going to play for us now?
I'm going to play the third song on the record, which is Keeping Time. I think it's the third song.
Doesn't mind that when I stand, I want someone
is probably one of my favorite songs off your new debut album. It is awesome. You can't help but move into it. That's Keeping Time by Angie McMahon. She's joining us in studio here at the Independent, 88.5 FM and 88.5fm.org. And we've got some more music coming up, but before that, Keeping Time, it sounds a lot like a learning experience, kind of going through learning how to live life, maybe post-breakup, or I think it seems pretty cathartic.
Yeah.
It seems like a cathartic song.
It
is. Can you talk more about it?
It was very cathartic to write, and it actually, I mean, it wasn't written about a breakup that can be interpreted in any way. It was more written about wanting to be a musician and not having the confidence to get into the mindset of taking it really seriously. And it's always been the job that I wanted to do, and so I was sort of trying to write myself into the space, I guess. And so it was so cathartic to write, because that particular guitar riff, I hadn't ever written anything like that before, like chugging along and changing chords, and it's, you know, they're quite simple chords, but to me at that point in my development, it was definitely part of my songwriting. Like, it was developing, and it was me transitioning into something a little bit more serious and taking myself more seriously and telling myself to take myself more seriously, if that makes sense. So it was really fun to write and to finish. It actually did take me a while to finish, because I loved the verses that I'd written, but I couldn't come up with a chorus. And then eventually I was like, the chorus is just going to be ooze. It's just going to be yelling. It's just going to be about release.
It fills it so nicely.
Thanks.
It really just feels like a part of it, and you would never know that it took you a while to come up with it, but it definitely is like a flourishing feeling. You definitely are like a butterfly coming out of that cocoon. So it definitely works. It coincides with you coming to your mindset now as a musician,
totally,
of really wanting to focus on that and put the fire, light the fire under your feet.
Yeah,
a little
totally.
Bit.
And I did write it a while ago, so it's really nice to look back on it and obviously be here, you know, on the other side of the world and singing the song and releasing the record, because it kind of tells the story, I guess, of how I was able to get here. And I'm glad that I documented that in a song.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to see the progression as an artist through your music. It's always nice to look back and see that. And it's great, too, for you, because you have it recorded.
Yeah, totally.
You know, you get to track it, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So you are playing at Newport Folk Festival, and that's on the 26th, same day as your release for Salt. And, you know, it's Future is Female is the theme. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a wonderful time to be in, and you're playing the modern stage there, or the museum stage there, and that kind of modern thinking and being able to talk about what's going on, the track And I Am a Woman.
Yeah.
That, I mean, can you talk a little bit about that too? Because that seems like it's very in line with what Newport is really talking about.
Yeah, totally. Well, it's my favorite song on the record, and I think I'm so glad that more and more people are feeling passionate and open about talking about the gender equality movement and the putting females to the front. And it's so exciting to me to be a part of that gig, and also to have released that song. And I'm in such a good place about it, because, I mean, it's another song, that one that you're talking about, it's another song that I wrote in a transition phase, teaching myself to talk about those topics and to recognize the frustration and the experiences that I have as a woman, and to be open about them. And now to be in a place where the whole world basically is not taking anything lying down. Like, it's a festival stage, and it's a global conversation, and it's so lovely to be part of a narrative like that in any way, like just to be making art that reflects that. And so, you know, now I've finished this record, and I'm going on to think about the next record, and that's basically a lot of the concepts that I am thinking about now, and I'm excited to try and weave into more songwriting. It's just like experiences as a woman and experiences of minorities and you know, people who are dismissed like across society, and just looking at the ways that the world can change, and the way that the future can change, and the future can be female, or the future can be all of these positive things. And so it's
really creating, like you said, I was reading about it kind of on Facebook a little bit, and about creating a safe space. Your body is a home, and your place around you is your home, and creating a home that is, you know, it's a safe spot. And I think that coincides beautifully with what they're doing. And
yeah,
that's amazing.
Totally. Yeah, thank you.
And then any final thoughts before we go into your last song?
Just thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here. I've never been on American radio station before. I don't think this is my first.
It's an honor.
My first interview. So thank you so much.
Well, perfect. We've got Angie McMahon in studio. You're going to be leaving us with Pasta, correct?
That's right.
Wonderful. Here on the Independent 88.5 FM, this is Pasta by Angie McMahon.
My bedroom is a disaster. My dog has got kidney failure. I've been sitting at the bar too much, kissing people in my head and saying rubbish things I should not have said. And they're building things outside my window, and everywhere I look there is signposts. But I just sit in my house making noise for fun, and I'm not moving much or proving much to anyone. I've been lost, I've been lost, I've been lost, I've been lost for a while. And I'm feeling tired, I've been lost, I've been lost, I've been lost, I've been lost for a while. And I spent so much time eating. Seem to move so much faster. I wonder why I'm feeling lonely when there's plenty of ways to be alone. I guess I spent all of yesterday on my phone. I've been lost, I've been lost, I've been lost, I've been lost.
That's beautiful. It's Angie McMahon with Pasta here at the Independent 88.5 FM and 88.5fm.org. Thank you so much again for coming
in. Thank you so much for having me.
And congratulations on your debut album. Thanks. That comes out on the 26th. And congrats on Newport Folk Festival. That is the hardest thing to say.
Yeah, it's good.
I keep saying Newport. But you know what? Congrats again. And
thank
also,
you.
You're touring with Hozier this fall.
Yeah.
That's going to be amazing.
Should be fun.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm excited to be back. And I would love to meet him and do all those shows. So.
Well, congratulations. I know you're going to kill it.
Thanks.
That's going to be awesome. And tonight, Angie McMahon will also be at the Hotel Cafe playing in the most intimate venue in Hollywood.
Yay.
So have fun, enjoy, and thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.